This is RSBNB Update, episode 95.
Hello, I want to be a princess.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to RSBNB Update, episode 95 here, as I'm sure you heard in our opening title.
Should be episode 96.
Yes. I'll explain about that in a minute. Here with Brad now.
For the second time this evening.
Yes.
Dedication to the cause, people. Dedication to the cause.
Yes. Well, what happened was, first of all, I was working with the new microphone, and it wasn't giving me the right output. So it kind of scratched up the audio quality. Yeah, I'm sure you guys know how that works. And then I did a setup on my Mac, and that one was taking extra long. So I'm just back to an old Windows setup that I've used that's proven. So yes. Okay, so I guess this is our second kick at the cat. Let's go. Have you done Olaf's quest this week?
Yes, I have, Shane.
What did you think of this?
I thought it was a little bit short, but the reward was quite nice considering how short it was.
Reward was one quest point, access to the Brine Rat Cave, 20k GP, 4 rubies, and 12k defense experience. I just love those quests that give defense XP.
Yes, because the Pures lose out on them, don't they?
Yes, that's right. Basically, they updated the quest again today because, you know, the barrel part? That was too hard, apparently.
I didn't have much problem with it.
I know. They said high agility level being an advantage, so I guess we're considered high agility then, because I failed it 3 times. Once because I selected the wrong key shape, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other 2 because I was just fell because of my agility, so yes. Oh my gosh.
I didn't think it was that much of a problem. I don't know why they had to change it.
That's right. So basically what you had to do in this quest was you go see Olaf up at the northern Fremenic coast by the rock crabs there. And apparently he's washed ashore from his boat. And he wants you to go talk to his family in Relica. So he cut some Swiftwood.
Bit like driftwood.
Yeah, but what's that tree called? Come on, I forget. Swiftwood? Driftwood?
Well, what tree?
Up top that you have to go cut.
Isn't it the Swiftwood tree?
Yeah.
There's a name.
Yeah, something like that, except it's escaping me. Okay.
Like the audio quality of the last recording.
Yeah, that escaped me. And what are you saying about my new microphone?
It has 99 time wasting ability.
Yes. Okay. And then after you do these, you go dig, and then you go down into this cave, the Brine Rat Cave, and you end up killing this level 100 boss, which was really quite easy, right?
Yep, easy 100.
How much did you get hit?
Nothing, because I used prayer.
Yes. Okay. Speaking of prayer, the protect prayer icons have been fixed. Apparently, before this update, if you'd click it, sometimes it would turn on, but it wouldn't show that it was on, or vice versa, it would turn off the light would turn off and the prayer would still be on. So they fix that now. Like sometimes I wonder how these bugs manage to get into the game.
Because Jagex are stupid. I mean, surely there would be a lot less bugs if they checked more thoroughly.
Yes. Oh, forgot about the Brine Saber. The special underwater attack weapon doubles the chance of hitting and adds a quarter of the damage dealt to your strength, defense, and attack experience. I know, apparently we'll need it for the future. That's what the feeling is of a few people on the forums.
Possibly. There's no other real reason for putting it in, is there?
I don't know, because there's only been 2 underwater quests. The Great Brain Robbery and Morning's End, or not Morning's End.
Recipe for Disaster.
Yes, Recipe for Disaster, that's the one. Yeah, so. I don't know, I think I think it might serve something in the future, but I don't know.
Never know with Jagex.
Oh, before we go on, what would you rate the quest out of 5?
I would give it a 0. No, I would give it a...
3, maybe?
I don't know. I think it deserves... yeah, 3. 3 is just...
I'm giving it a 3 because it was so short, and there's really no... It doesn't really show what the quest could do in the future.
It was a decent reward, considering that it didn't take very long.
12k defense XP.
It shouldn't show what rewards quest.
I know, that's what... You're stealing my thunder. That's what Mike was saying last night.
Or, like I suggested in the previous recording, you should get random XP from a random skill
yes.
for completing a quest.
I just hope that the randomness would be in favor to my farming.
Yes.
Okay. Player gallery. Any favorites this month?
I like the one of the rune plate body with the sort of the gold trim.
That the rune plate G?
Yes, that was good.
Oh, yeah. Pretty good. Maybe we should get Southrend or Alex or whoever else Blender people, 3D people do.
Yes, we should get them to enter something.
My favorites are the render of Ardoyan, like the square there, where
yeah.
you can see the sky and everything.
And all
and
the
then
stores.
And then the pencil crayon one of the ranger picking up his arrows with the... that looks kind of anime style. I don't know where that is, but it has water. I don't know. I think that's just very, very nice. You think I could send one in?
Draw one.
Yes, I'll scan.
But by Shane 12088, age 7.
Yes. Not age 7, jeez.
Why not?
No.
If it was
seven.
Good, it would make you look like a talented child.
Is that what I want?
I don't know.
Okay. Void Knight wallpaper. Is this going to be your new wallpaper on your desktop?
No, I don't like the RuneScape wallpaper.
I know, they're like too... I don't know how to describe it. How do you describe it?
Crap.
I don't know.
They are too...
Part of the problem is they have that RuneScape watermark on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want people to know I play RuneScape. God.
Yeah, like some of them actually look okay, providing that you wouldn't be able to see the watermark.
Mm.
So, yeah.
And you can get nice landscapes that I prefer for
yes.
wallpapers anyway.
I'm getting a 404 not found to this image link. Apparently they removed the 800 by 600 one.
Morons.
It's gone. It's gone. Okay. Moving on. Poll. No new poll this week, sadly.
So there's not a poll with a hole in it?
What? There's no poll with a hole in it? What?
Yes, remember, you said that a few weeks ago.
I never said poll anything.
Yes, you did, Shane. Don't deny it.
I never said anything about a poll with a hole.
I'm sure it was one of the titles of the previous episode.
I walked into a poll. That was the title.
I'm sure you've mentioned poll with a hole somewhere.
Somewhere.
Maybe I'm just crazy.
Yes, you are. It is almost... It is 10 minutes to midnight.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so let's update the results. Woodcutting switched spots with Slayer. Woodcutting is now at 13% being the favorite skill. Slayer is at
11%. Fishing is third.
What's its percentage?
9%.
Okay. Farming, 1%.
Nobody likes farming.
I bet
nobody likes fun.
3,300 people voted for it. I should make friends with those people.
What, all 3,300?
No.
That would be a lot of people on your MSN list.
Yes.
Providing they use MSN.
I purged my MSN not long ago.
Am I not on there anymore?
No, you're on there.
Oh.
Okay.
Why did you purge it?
Because
it would show you when blocked contacts
yes,
signed in.
Yes, it would show when my blocked contacts signed in, that's why.
That would be annoying.
Yes, definitely. Okay, and woodcutting needs to be updated, apparently, along with smithing. That kind of doesn't make sense.
How can they update smithing? I think they should update the skills that don't go to the highest level, because, I mean, smithing, you need 99 for the highest thing. There's lots of skills that become useless after about 80.
71, Hunter.
Yeah, they should update. Well, that's just stupid. That just shows how retarded Jagex are.
What's your Hunter level?
10.
Hey, do you still have, members on?
Yep.
Can I get you to do the Tears of Guthix and gather some data for me?
Okay, what do you want?
I need the number of tears you get, the skill it goes to, that skill's level, and the amount of XP you get.
Okay. Don't you already know that you get like 60 experience per tier?
That's only for skills above 30.
Oh.
So I need somebody to test for skills that are under 30.
I see.
I'll give you more info later. Okay. Is that the end of RuneScape updates?
I think it is.
Okay, we have 3 audio questions this week. First one is from Warren's friend who sent it in for him. I have a crazy question now, if I can find it.
Do you think RuneScape has improved your typing skills? If it has, how long did it take for a noticeable effect? How many words per minute do you believe you have increased? Shane, would you rather have 99 farming and be muted, or have your farming decreased to level 1, but be able to talk? These questions were submitted for Dr. Bob One, who says hi to everyone on the show.
Okay, so has RuneScape improved your typing ability?
No.
I know.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Like, I honestly type more on the normal computer than I do on RuneScape, you know?
Yeah, I was never used to talk a lot on RuneScape. Yeah. I used to type a fair bit. Yeah. I think just being on the computer and posting on forums and whatnot helped improve my typing skills.
Mm-hmm. They need this interface that you put on your head, and then you just think what you want the computer to do, and it'll do it. Sometimes
so the computer could, in effect, read your mind?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a little bit spooky?
No. Like, for instance, sometimes when I'm talking to a bunch of people on MSN and I read someone's messages, I'll think of a reply to them in my mind, but I won't actually type it. Then a few minutes later, I'll look back and I'll notice that I haven't replied. But I thought I did because I thought I told the computer to reply.
Why don't you, what am I going to say? Like, I don't even know. Why don't you... No. Wouldn't it be bad if there was, like, somehow somebody managed to hack into it?
And then
they could know. Read your thoughts.
I have no problem with anyone reading my thoughts.
Really? You wouldn't want people to know what you're thinking?
No, I have no problem with that.
Really? So they would know everything you thought? Everything in your head?
Yep.
Everything?
Yep. No problem.
You have no problem
with that?
No. Wow.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay, second part of the question.
I mean, I don't have things to hide, but hell, I don't need people to know what's going on inside my head.
Second part. Would I rather be muted and have 99 farming or 1 farming and not be muted? I'd take the 99 farming and be muted. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd rather have the 99 skill.
But not 99 farming.
No, not farming.
Remember that? Remember that time in the Wizards Guild? What we did?
Oh, what? Yeah, but pretending that you were muted.
Yes.
That guy believed it.
Tell the story.
Okay, well, it must have been, wow, almost two years, about a year and a half, I'd say.
Shane, it was like August 2 years ago, so.
It was when you were trying to get 85 magic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you were, I went there and trained with you. We were training,
on the zombies.
On the zombies into the Wizards Guild, and there was a mage pure there. And we decided to have a little bit of fun. And we told this guy that Shane was muted. And he believed us. And we had this going for ages. Until we finally told him, you know, he's not.
Yeah.
And then he went upstairs, came back down, tried to tele me to Falador.
Why would he do that?
Probably because he was pissed off. Get out of my domain, mortals.
Oh, that's so funny.
That was hilarious. But yeah. It was one of those you had to be there moments.
Yes, it doesn't have the same effect if you're not there.
Yeah, but we had this guy going for ages.
Yeah.
And then Shane just started talking.
Yeah.
I would love to have seen the look on his face.
Yeah. Okay, shall we move on to the next one?
Yep, go ahead.
Next audio question is from PFK99s.
Hello, this is PFK99s. My question for this week is, which gems do you think will create each bracelet, and you think that any of the bracelets will drastically change any part of the economy? As an example, the bracelet that enables the wearer to mine soft clay, causing prices of Teletubbies to decrease.
So what do you think? Will we see any new gems for these bracelets, or what?
Well, I think there's an awful lot of gems at the moment that are pretty redundant, like topaz and jade.
Opal.
So, yeah, so I think possibly they'll just use those gems.
Yeah, because if you think about it, there's the necklaces still. The only necklace that does something is the sapphire necklace.
Yeah.
So, but then we need new enchant spells, right? They didn't say anything about new enchant spells, so I'm going to wager that we're just going to be using the same old gems.
Could be.
But as for the economy, most definitely. Because I think there's a market for teletablets to, I'm not sure which spots, but I'm pretty sure there is, right?
Well, yeah, so people can stay on Lunar Magic, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So yeah, definitely. Good question there. A third audio question now from... Red Rooster 5, yes.
How much RAM memory does a web server like RSBnBs need and use? And where do you rent the server from?
That is a very good question. Of course, the amount of RAM a web server needs will totally depend on a number of things, like how many people go to it, what server software runs on it, those kind of things, how fast the CPU is and everything like that. You remember last summer when RSBnB was really laggy at points, right?
Yeah, serious lag issues.
Yes. That was because we only had a gigabyte of RAM in the server. And then come October, we upgraded it to 2 gigabytes and the lag issues have went away. So
yep.
It's quite obviously that RAM is a major, what's the word I'm looking for? Component to a fast server. It's more about, because you can't really go above 4 gigabytes of RAM on some hardware and 32-bit operating systems, but if you had a 64-bit operating system and compatible hardware, then you could put more RAM in. But the thing one really wants to focus on before upgrading RAM is looking at your code and seeing how well you can adapt it so that it won't use as much resources, if you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
For instance, there's a page on an upcoming project that Mike is working on. It does one, the web server runs most of our pages with MySQL, which is a database engine, right?
Yeah.
So basically, this page uses one big query to get all the information for that page, like all the stats and everything. I think you know which page I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
High scores.
Yep.
Anyways, what you could do is you could do one small query at the top, and then for each user you could do another query, which there's 30 users per page, so that's an extra 30 queries, when you could just be doing one at the top and save the time. So those are the kind of things that also make a difference. It's coding efficiently. It's not just the amount of RAM, it's also how your coding practices. So, and where we rent the servers, it's a place called superbservers.net. And if you are interested in getting hosting or a server from there, PM me and I'll give you an affiliate ID that you can enter. That was from Red Rooster 5.
Good question.
Yes, very good. Next one, you can take it.
Okay. If you had an option to buy Jagex Corp stocks, would you? Do you own any stocks? That's from Kyle. No, I do not own any stocks, and nor would I be compelled to buy any stocks of Jagex.
No and no.
Did Jagex have stock? Stock?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. That's a good homework assignment for you.
No way, Shane.
No, for Kyle.
Oh, for
look,
Kyle.
Look up the... See if Jagex Corporation has stocks, and if they have stocks, track the plus and minuses over the next week and report back next week.
Yeah, give us how much their stock has risen and fallen.
And maybe it'll fall based on the update if they had it. Most likely
you can
not.
Be the you can be the real life Jagex economy writer.
Oh my. Okay, next one. What has been your most recent dream? Sleeping one this time.
Your most recent dream, Shane?
I don't recall. Maybe I don't know what it was. It was in some underground city that was dark, and there were kids running around that had genetic mutations. I don't know. What about you?
I don't know, really. I don't remember an awful lot of my dreams. Probably half of them I couldn't really talk about here, but... No, I've had a fair few dreams about RSBNB in the
past.
Yeah, I remember one when quite an old member who is now banned, was banned ages ago. Actually, I dreamed of logging onto the forums one day and finding out that this person had site owner rank.
Oh, God.
And it was a very sort of a person who was banned, actually, for being quite abusive to staff, so it was quite... It's one of those moments where you
scary.
Sort of,
you wake
yeah,
up.
You think, is this real?
Yeah, that
is this really happening?
Yeah,
but luckily, no, it wasn't.
Woo. Okay, as you considered a competition, maybe once a month to win a chance to be on the show. These were both from KJTH 2003.
I think we were going to do something like that, but then I went away.
Yes,
in December, didn't
I? Yes. We should organize something like this. I don't know what it'd be, but what could it be?
I don't know, it's difficult.
Whoever can give Brad and Shane the most RuneScape money?
Maybe.
That could be considered real life item trading.
Yes. If they consider a guest on our show a real life item.
No.
A guest on our show is a real life item.
We'll work something out and talk about it next week. Okay, next one.
I hate Jackie. Anyway, sorry, the next one. Will Shane be my hunting buddy? And that's from Kelsey.
I don't know. Will I? You think?
It's your choice, Shane.
I don't know. Like, I need to get to... She hunts at the Chinchampas, and by the time I get able to go there, she'll be, like, level 99.
Well, then you should get no life in Hunter, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm going to have 3 tests next week. 3 finals. Anyways, that's besides the point, but maybe, we'll see. Okay, do you have any allergies? Also, do you think this theme song I sent you is worthy, from Alex? Do you have allergies, Brad? Wood? Maybe you're allergic to wood?
No, I used to get hay fever. I still get it a little bit, not as much, but no, I'm not allergic to anything.
Okay, I'm just allergic to the fluffy things like cats and dogs.
Woof woofs and meows.
Yes.
Remember that picture of a cat I showed you
yesterday?
Yes,
yes, the cat and the weasel.
That's you, that is.
And then Mike is the brown cat.
And Jeff
is
the rabbit.
The really, really strange-looking rabbit.
It's overweight. Not that I'm implying that Jeff is overweight, but that the symbol of Jeff is an overweight rabbit.
How does a weasel defend itself?
Because it's a weasel. It's sly and cunning. It just runs away. Or makes sarcastic remarks.
But it doesn't have claws.
Yes, but it's a weasel. It's a weasel.
Okay, and do you think the theme song I sent you is too worthy? Could I play a bit of it?
Okay, play a bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
do you think?
Needs to be a bit more up-tempo, yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's a general idea, but faster, sort of faster. Yeah. Faster beat.
Yeah, faster.
That was from Alex. Thank you. Next one. Is snow during April considered strange weather from Bloober Singer?
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not here.
Yes, it is. Well, Canada is a strange country.
Shh.
Yes, it is.
We don't eat cats.
No, that's China.
That's more strange.
No, I'd say snow in April is more strange.
Well, what about snow in July?
Yeah, that's even stranger. You people are messed up.
But no, that's not strange. Thank you, Bloober Singer. Next one's for Brad.
Okay, the question. Brad, is it worth my time to find and read The God Delusion? I love your spelling, Agent Waffles. It's truly top class. Anyway, yeah, I think it is. I think regardless of where you stand on religion, it certainly brings up thinking points. And if you are secure enough in your own religious beliefs, then you can't be afraid it's going to change you, can you? So, yes, everybody should read it.
That's by Richard Dawkins.
Yes, not... What did you call him? Robert Dawkins?
Yes. Robert Dawkins on take one.
Well, yes, we've been fixing some mistakes, haven't we?
Yes, some technical mistakes. Okay. Yes. If you could meet any five members from RSBNB, who would they be? From Kevin. The mods. Brad. So Jeff. Brad.
You forgot Jeff. You forgot Jeff in take one.
Yeah, well, I didn't this time, so... Jeff, Brad, Southrin, Trekkie, Mushroom Queen, Weepy Pirate. Who else? Who did I miss?
Dan.
Lance and Dan. Lance and Dan.
Lance and Dan.
Okay. And maybe the chat admins too, providing I have some protection.
The chat admins.
What about you?
For protection.
Yeah. No. Who would you like to meet?
Did you just say the chat admins for protection?
No, I said God. I'd need some protection.
They couldn't protect Barbie dolls from a bloody poodle. Anyway, sorry, that was the worst analogy ever. But I don't know who I'd meet. Anybody. The mods. The mods would be interesting. You and Mike, of course.
Yes.
Fellow orange person, Jeff.
Yes.
What
about the chat mods?
No.
What about the newspaper staff?
Well, I'd have to yell at them, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would. Okay, that was from Kevin. Thank you. What are your thoughts on Alaska's weather? And what is it normally like where you live at this time of year from Snow Fox?
Well, the only thing I know about Alaskan weather is that it snows a hell of a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like at this time of the year, but if it's nice and cool, sure, I'll come there.
He doesn't want you to come there, Shane.
It's a she.
Not a she. Snow Fox is a he.
Oh, really?
Why do you think it's a she?
Because of the signature.
What signature?
Her signature.
It's a he, Shane.
How do you know?
Because he was in the clan that me and Creepy ran last year.
Oh!
Creepy and myself.
Oh! Dark forces.
Dark forces. But seriously, it is. It's a guy.
Okay, sorry about that.
Because he used to have this girl in his avatar, and it was his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Okay. What's the weather normally like where you live at this time of year?
It depends. Sometimes it's really hot, sometimes it's really cold.
Like 25 above?
Not that warm. Almost.
Oh my god, how do you guys do that in April?
Because we are...
German?
Yeah. But it's when it's cold, it's cold. When it's hot, it's hot.
I like it around maybe 10 to 15. That's an ideal temperature for me.
I like it around minus 10.
That was nice too. Thank you, Snow Fox.
Next one? Question. What is your least favorite thing to talk about on RSBNB update?
From Mushroom Queen.
That's from Mushroom Queen. Difficult choice. really, really difficult choice. Star Trek. Star Trek. Definitely Star Trek. Star Trek.
Yours.
Yeah, Star Trek.
What else?
What else do I have?
Skeletons in the closet?
I have no skeletons in my closet. I took them, I put them out of the trash ages ago. I don't know what else I like. I don't like speaking about, I don't know.
Personal things?
Oh, yes. Don't ask me questions about that, for God's sake.
Okay. What does Mushroom Queen not like talking about? I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll have to get her on the show.
They said they'd come on for the 100th show,
didn't
they?
Yeah, that's right. That's 5 episodes away.
They better honor that promise.
Yes.
Or I'm going to open up a massive can of whoop-ass.
And you know where Creepy lives, right?
England.
Yeah.
It's not that big. I can find him.
Yeah, England is bigger, smaller than my province.
Yeah, well, bigger isn't always better.
Okay, thank you, Mushroom Queen. Next question. You can take this one.
Okay. What electives are you taking in school? And that's from Casey Jones.
What about you?
Yes. Well, I presume they mean, I'm not listing all the subjects I took this year, because it's the subjects I want to take next year, biology, chemistry, and maths.
Oh, how fun. Biochemistry?
Well, yeah, I need biology, chemistry, and maths for biochemistry.
So will you be able to make nerve gas?
Biochemistry is the chemical reactions that occur inside the body, so unless the body makes nerve gas naturally, I doubt it.
Okay.
Does the body make nerve gas naturally?
No. I will be taking more computer science classes, and I'm also taking lots of computer science, so yes. What's new, eh? You know?
Nothing is new.
Okay. That's from Casey Jones X. You can take this one.
Okay. What sport do you play, enjoy to watch? What is your favorite food, drink? That is from Burnt Joint. What is your favorite sport, Shane?
To play badminton or golf, if I can.
Tennis, golf, American football, it's all good.
Watch
American football, and I don't know, sometimes I don't actually like watching sports on TV, but if you go to the stadium, that's a lot better, I find.
Golf
is boring to watch.
Well, you get to just sit and take in the scenery without getting hot or cold.
That is a good point.
What else? Well, there's hockey always on here. Do you guys get the NHL games over there?
No. I'm Canadian, A. I like hockey, A.
Playoffs are starting soon.
Are Edmonton in them?
Nope.
Edmonton suck. Well, why aren't you in the playoffs?
Well, it might have something to do with the fact that Edmonton only won 2 out of their last 20 games.
Wow, I thought they were in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they were. They almost won.
But they lost.
Yes.
And they only
won 2 out of their last 20. So, yes.
And why?
I don't know.
Did they lose all their good players?
Well, they traded their good best player away. And they were swamped with injuries, apparently.
Always excuses.
Yes. What's your favorite food or drink?
Chili. And my favorite drink, well, I just mainly drink water, so I don't have a favorite drink.
And my favorite thing to eat is a meatloaf. Have you ever had it?
Yes, it's
ground beef put into a loaf pan with spices and then just baked in the oven.
It sounds nice.
Yep. Thank you, Burnt Joint. The next question is from... It's from Brerin.
It's from Gitno.
Why do you think Jagex has a private chat on-off and a public chat on-off and a trade compete on-off/friends, but no way that you can turn on follow on-off friends? So it'd be very convenient for a large number of the RuneScape population. Do you agree?
Yeah, Brerin. I think they should have, because, I mean, it's annoying to... have random idiots following you around. I have a theory, though. When someone follows you, you should have the option to attack them.
Don't be mean.
I think it would work. Yeah. I think it would work.
Sure it would. But what about for those who innocently follow, but don't, but kind of...
Innocently?
Yeah,
there are no...
Innocently follow and don't know about the rule.
There are no innocent followers.
Well, sure there are.
Like no, me. There aren't.
Sometimes I follow people just to catch a ride.
Oh, people used to do that with me. People used to do that with me when I played RuneScape. I used to log out and then log back in. That'll teach.
Honestly, if someone's following me, I just try and get them stuck behind a fence or a tree.
Oh, yeah, that's a good plan.
Yes, that was from Brerin. Thank you very much. Next question.
Okay, the next question is... 1. What is the most impressive physical feat you can perform? What's yours?
I don't have one.
I don't, can't discuss it on this show. No, I'm joking. No, there's nothing I can do physically that's meritable.
Yeah, what's the most pathetic physical feat?
I don't know. I'm crap at arm wrestling.
Oh, really?
Everybody can beat me in an arm wrestle. Everybody. Everybody. I don't think I've ever won fairly. Of course, I try and use two hands and cheat. I don't think I've ever fairly won an arm wrestling competition.
So basically, you're saying you're a shrimp.
I'm not a shrimp. I just have very thin arms.
Okay.
But I give good hugs, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yes, Shane.
Who told you that?
Various people.
Okay. That was from Cowboy of Death, begging Shane.
Size isn't everything.
Not to lightly flame me like last time. Okay.
How do you lightly flame someone? That's not
I don't
how
know.
You cook. I'm going to lightly flame the chicken until it is a crisp golden brown.
Yes. Okay. This is an iPod question. You did good at it, so you can take it.
Okay. Well, basically, I'll read it right while Shane, but it should be addressed to me. I usually get all my iPod songs off my computer, but since the internet is down on that, I decide I'll download some songs off of my brother's laptop. So here I am on my bro's laptop, and I have to download iTunes, right? So I download iTunes, which takes me 10 to 15 minutes, and here I am looking at an empty iTunes library. I plug into my iPod into the laptop, expecting it to put all the songs on my iPod into the music library. Wrong. Instead, it deletes all of my music off of my iPod. And what do you know? I'm back to zero songs. Shane, how do I get my 400 songs back? Well, the long and the short of it is, unless you have your original iTunes library still intact with the 400 songs, you can get them back. What the iPod does is, there are settings on this, but when you plug it in to a computer with iTunes, it would normally prompt you, do you want to update your iPod with the current library or something of that gist? And if you click yes, it will automatically replace the library on your iPod with the library that's on the current computer. So if the library has no songs in it, it will effectively wipe your iPod. So you have no way of getting them back unless you have the original iTunes library. So I would just advise you in future to always keep a backup of your library and to be sure, because it won't have done it automatically.
Yes.
Well, so just...
That's a good answer, because you have an iPod, so you should know. Have you ever done that?
Yep. Okay. I lost about
okay,
a
so
lot of songs.
He knows what he's talking about. Speaking of tech, it's time to go into tech news.
Tech news.
There's a little light blinking on the forum. Can you take a peek at that while I do this tech news?
Okay.
Okay, this week is Microsoft week.
Holy shit! There's 6 reports.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Following digital music pioneer Apple lead last week, Microsoft said it will soon sell digital music online without digital rights management protection. They say the EMI announcement on Monday was not exclusive to Apple. A Microsoft spokeswoman said on the Zoom team in an email to somebody, says Microsoft has been talking with EMI and other record labels for some time now about offering unprotected music on its Zoom player in an effort to meet the needs of its consumers. This is actually the biggest problem with the Zoom, is it's so locked up that initially you wouldn't be able to use Microsoft's own downloaded music from Microsoft's online store. I forget what it's called. Do you know what that online store is called?
Sort of busy here, Shane.
Huh?
Sort of busy here, Shane.
Okay, well, he's handling that. I'm not sure what the store was called, but basically, this is a good thing because it means that we're starting to break the ice on the DRM that has plagued music files since they began, and whenever the iTunes store opened, whenever that was. I have no idea when that was. Early 2000s, I think. So, very good. Take a look at this article. It's from Computing World. Okay. Next one is regarding the Windows Vista-capable sticker that they would put on computers that were sold in late September, early October 2006. Basically, they put these stickers on computers claiming that they would run Windows Vista perfectly fine. But when in reality, there was two types of stickers, a Vista-capable and a Vista-premium sticker. We're talking about Vista capable. Basically, Vista capable meant that it couldn't run the core features like Aeroglass, the shiny interface, and all the 3D features that everybody wants. The original agreement went something like this. Through the Windows Vista capable program, Windows XP based PCs that are powerful enough to run Windows Vista are now available from leading PC manufacturers worldwide, including Acer, Dell, Fujitsu, Gateway, HP, NEC, Sony, Toshiba, and more. The Windows Vista capable logo is designed to assure customers that the PCs they buy today will be ready for an upgrade to Windows Vista and they can run the core experiences. Basically, this was saying that it could run the glass with the nice shiny features, but in reality it could not. So somebody had filed a lawsuit, and this has in turn forced the agreement to change. Now read something like this. A new PC running Windows XP that carries the Vista-capable PC logo can run Windows Vista. All editions of Windows Vista will deliver core experiences such as innovations in organizing and finding information, security, and reliability. All Windows Vista-capable PCs will run these core services at a minimum. Some features available in premium editions of Vista, like the new Windows Aero user experience, may require advanced or additional hardware. Basically saying that yes, you'll be able to run Vista with its security enhancements, Explorer enhancements, and those kind of things, but you won't necessarily be able to run the Aero Glass and transparencies and I forgot what it's called, the Flip 3D live previews. Those kind of things won't run. So this was something that needed to be done, but as I see it, there's kind of no point now, seeing as Vista has been in the market for almost 3 months now, and most of the computers that are out there now are not Windows XP based, and will run Windows Vista perfectly fine. I don't know. Is your PC Vista capable?
Yes, I think it is.
Does it have a sticker on the front that says Vista capable?
No, but it was... Okay, worship me, people. I've just cleared 6 reports.
In a
Supermod.
In 2 minutes. Good job. I'll give you a cookie after we're done.
Mail it to me.
Yes, okay. So...
Oh, I'm tired.
What video card do you have?
It's an ATI something over there. So it's an ATI Radeon something.
So you'd be able to run Windows Vista perfectly. How much memory do you have?
2 gig.
Oh yeah, you'd be able to run it just fine. So yes, that's that.
Oh.
So
clearing reports really takes it out of you.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to be a mod, right?
Yeah, it's not all heroic and
fun.
Yeah, everybody wants to be a mod, yet you don't realize it's hard work. Damn it.
Yes, and it's all volunteer based because we don't have enough money to pay.
Oh, yes. And you wouldn't if you did.
That's right. Okay, so yes, there we go. Are you looking at buying a Zune?
Never, ever in the world. I have an iPod. My iPod
would you
is good.
Would you buy a pink Zune?
No way.
They're producing 100,000 pink Zunes.
Yeah, well, they're idiots.
Well, I think some people would buy them, like the female audience, right?
The what?
The female audience.
Hey, I'd buy a pink iPod. I wouldn't buy a pink Zoom.
You'd buy a pink iPod.
Yeah, Shane, what are you trying to say?
You'd buy a pink iPod?
I'd buy a pink iPod as a present for somebody.
Oh, so you wouldn't buy one for yourself. That's what I'm asking.
I wouldn't be seen dead buying a Zoom. Okay. My God.
I just asked Matt on MSN and he said he'd buy a pink Zoom.
Yeah, well, he likes pink.
Okay. So yes, pink Zooms. Take a look at this picture. I don't know. We got pink, black, white, and brown. Honestly, if I had to get one, I think I'd get the black. What about you?
Yeah, I get the black.
Yes, okay. Well, that's the end of tech news. I hope you enjoyed it.
Ah, now on to rants.
You take the first one.
Can you link me to the wiki? Okay, the first one and the last one. Okay, well, as I read the forums yesterday, they were filled... Damn it. As I read the forums yesterday, they were filled with rants about the bridge in the Olaf quest, the fact that it is not easy to cross. There were zillions, maybe a bit of an over-exaggeration, zillions of complaints from mid-low levels who find it difficult. My point is, it seems as though the voice of mid-low levels has ruled again. You nerfed it to make it easier. That has difficult parts. I love any quest that has difficult parts or high level requirements. Well, Dragex obviously doesn't. Keep and add the high level content. Don't cave into the rants. I don't want anything to be easy. I think that's a very valid point.
Yes, exactly. The only reason they're concerned about the low level people and the mid level
people is they don't want to lose their money.
Exactly. They just want them to sign up for the members. And also, it's not right that the poll is still members only. Or, I mean, free to play and members, right?
Yeah, it should be members only, despite what certain people around the community think.
Yeah, members only. We pay, we have a choice, we have influence into what happens on the game.
You don't pay, you shut the up.
Like, just because, like, since when are they allowed to influence what we get?
Yeah, the updates aren't even going to be for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Many of them are too short-sighted and arrogant to see anything like that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say short.
They probably are short. Okay. That's where their failings in life come from.
Okay, I will take this second rant. Hello, everyone, with a little smiley face. Obviously, my rant is about the somewhat recently introduced lumberjack clothing. For those of you who don't know, lumberjack clothing is obtained from killing zombie lumberjacks, which appear in the Temple Trekking minigame. And I'll tell you now, the particular event is definitely not the most common of them all. What is the purpose of these clothes? They're supposed to give you an experience boost while woodcutting. Here is my concern. I spent the whole afternoon leading various people from the Temple Solve to Berg Dorad and vice versa. Finally, after much dedication and patience, I find the last piece of clothing that I need. Throughout my whole experience of trekking, I end up with multiple hats and boots, along with the legs and shirt, and even dying once during the trek because my connection broke while I was under attack. With a nice sense of accomplishment, I reluctantly headed off to Draenor to try these new clothes of mine, and to my horror, I discovered that these clothes I have worked for give me easily 1 point of experience per log. Yes, I am aware that the experience boost is bigger for higher level trees, but even then, the boost is so small it's hardly even noticeable. Now let me ask you, do you think that getting these clothes is even worth the effort? The answer should be quite obvious. A simple solution to this problem: make the experience boost you get from the lumberjack logs much better. In turn, Jagex could even give the clothes a requirement of 66 woodcutting to be able to wear them. Of course, the level requirement could be higher or lower. I was just using 66 as an example. Now,
I think one experience would stack over time.
Exactly.
This guy just wants really quick experience. It's not like they can give you a stupidly high... increase in experience.
Yeah, just they give a bonus of 0.5 per piece. So there's 5 pieces, so 5 times 0.5 is
2.5%,
which over time is quite a bit. say you cut 10 million logs, right? Or 10, you get 10 million, you were to get 10 million XP originally, right?
Yeah.
Then you get 12, what would that be? That you'd get 10,025,000 extra XP, I think, right? 2.5% of 10 million is 25,000?
Yeah, well, that's reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Like, yeah, it's a decent bonus. It's fine how it is. Let it be.
Let it be. Right, last rant.
You're up.
Okay, listen up. Anyone saying, oh my god, you're star, which I presume is gay, or, oh, you shouldn't wear a skirt, R-O-F-L, will be reported and withstand a lashing from me, which I assure you is not a pleasant gift. You must read everything in this thread from top to bottom before replying, and trust me, I will know if you have. Only multi-sentence responses meaning four or more will be read. These are my terms because I hate when people click a thread, say I support, then leave. So, onto the purpose. I myself am a man. And yes, I wear a skirt. I am British, a nice chunk of my friends list as Scottish people, or simply people who dislike the animation of plate legs, possibly just want to be different, or maybe slightly girly. Originating from England, I cannot confess to being a Scot, because I would be lying. I prefer to play the game away from the stereotypical boys wear trousers, girls wear skirts. Boys wear girls. Oh, dear God. Right. Some items, however, do not allow me freedom. I know there is a thread that covers items like Dragonhide that do not have skirts, period, but I'm focusing on both these items and the ones that are culturally accepted by most as girly items. Dragonhide, Skeletal, Castle Walls, Rock Shell. These are a few... I lost my place. These are a few items that don't have skirts at all, but for more on that issue, please end it, blah, blah, blah. I'm taking about what's available to boys and what's available to girls. Prime example, the princess outfit. First of all, give to both genders the options of the Frogmask prince outfit and princess outfit. Just rename these outfits to royal skirt shirt and royal trousers shirt. Make sure that the clothes owner says the royal skirt shirt has a more exposing shirt. Other name solutions will be much appreciated. So basically, this guy wants to be a girl.
Yes.
He wants to be a girl.
I just got a correction. 2.5% of 10 million is an extra 250k XP.
So more than you thought.
Yes.
So but how can they moan about that?
Definitely, moaning? I'd go for that, you know?
It's good.
Yes, okay. So what do you think of this rant?
I think... I'm very disturbed by this man.
I can see wearing skirts, you know, because they're cheaper and all. But I don't know about wearing, like, a dress or something, you know?
He wants to wear a princess outfit, for God's sake. There's something wrong with this man.
It's probably just
hello, I want to be a princess!
Freak? Seriously?
I want to be a princess. That's the title of the show.
Oh, God. I want to be a princess. Take two.
You do?
No, I don't. I was just saying that.
You sure?
No, believe me. I don't want to be a princess.
No, neither do I. They have to, like, come be rescued and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Okay, so, definitely kind of a strange rant there. Very strange.
Yes.
But I don't see anything wrong with wearing a skirt or battle kilt, do you?
No, I think, yeah, that's fine, but when you want to start wearing, you know, when you want to start wearing a princess outfit, that becomes a bit worrying.
Yes, yes, okay. Other things? Anything you want to talk about?
No.
Okay, we got the weekly Castle Wars event that takes place on Saturdays at 8 p.m. GMT, I believe, World 132. This will be a weekly thing provided by the events crew.
Be there or be square.
I might even come to a few.
I won't be.
Because you are away on Saturdays.
Yep, and I'm away this Saturday especially.
Yes, live show next Thursday, 9 p.m. GMT.
be there or be square.
We'll be posting the guide on how to get connected and use TalkShoe and talk and everything like that.
And talk to us.
Jeff is the one who uses TalkShoe weekly. Like, he actually goes on TalkShoe weekly, listens to shows and everything. So he knows how all that works. So he'll be our technical assistant for that show. And
so talk to Jeffrey.
Yes.
If you are unsure.
And he found a way to connect from the Europe and from the European countries without paying. So that's listed in our new version of the guide.
So Jeff is a hacksaw?
No. It's perfectly legal.
Okay.
What have you been doing on RuneScape? Wow, school, what?
Not a lot. I've been driving at night.
At 3 a.m.?
Yes, well, my friends are funny. What can I say? It's something to do.
Where do you go at 3 a.m.?
Just drive about, talking.
On the Autobahn?
Well, yeah, speeding. It's the best part of it. Yes. Well, no, you can't speed because there is no speed limit.
Yeah, exactly. Farming, hunter, school, tests, yes. Site stuff. That sums up my week. Anything else?
No, I think that is almost...
That's
it. That's it. Yes, take two is done. Let's hope there's no need for take three. Because believe me, it's getting late.
Yes, it is. It's 12:30 there, right?
Yes.
Okay, so with that said, this has been RSBNB Update 95 with Brad, minus Lur, minus Wood.
I want to be a princess. Yeah. No, I don't. Right. Yes, good night.
From brad.rsbnb.com and shane1288, shane.rsbnb.com. Goodbye.
Good night, goodbye, whatever. See ya around.
Yes. Okay, that one went home. So do you know you were saying something about the Hindenburg Address?
The Hindenburg Address, was I?
Yeah, you're saying that you don't recite it or anything?
When did I say anything like that? Of course I don't recite the Hindenburg Address. I'm not a bloody Nazi. Okay. I'm so tired.
Hey, you can go to bed.